This podcast is supported by members of my Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/JoannaVT and get early access to commercial-free episodes of Apocalypse Now for $5 a month. These commercial-free episodes have extended interviews, and I drop bonus content monthly. Learn more at patreon.com/JoannaVT. That's patreon.com/JoannaVT. Thanks. Audible is the leading provider in spoken word entertainment, and we're not just talking audiobooks by bestsellers. They also have podcasts, guided wellness programs, theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And now you can get a 30-day free trial when you go to audibletrial.com/apocalypsepodcast. So what do you get with an Audible membership? Well, every month, Audible members get one credit to pick any title plus two Audible originals from a monthly selection. We're talking thousands of titles to choose from. I have an entire audio library of witchcraft books. I love getting to pick a new book every month. I do a lot of my Audible binging while I walk my dog, while I cook, or when I'm stress cleaning. And Audible makes listening to audiobooks easy. You can download titles and listen offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free. You can listen across multiple devices and never lose your spot. And if you can't decide what to listen to one month, don't worry. Your credits stay for an entire year, so you can save up your credits and download a whole book series when you're ready. So head over to audibletrial.com/apocalypsepodcast for your free 30-day trial of Audible, and you won't regret it. What happens when a bunch of angry Trump supporters storm Capitol Hill in the year 2021? They get identified and arrested using social media photos and DNA samples left on cigarette butts. This is not the revolution you thought it would be, but just another
Apocalypse Now.
ApocoQ Patriots, where we go one, we go all to jail for ironically committing treason. Hi, I'm Joanna Van Thine, actor, comedian, podcaster, and filmmaker, and you can join me on Patreon at patreon.com/JoannaVT. Yes, I will get into that later, and you can also send me a tip on Venmo at J-O Pincushion. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at J-O Pincushion. And in 2021, I'm going to ask a different question every episode, and you can call and share your answers with us at 920-474-6763. And this week's question, what was going through the minds of the Trump supporters that stormed Capitol Hill? Give me a call, 920-474-6763. Let me know what you think and find your next favorite podcast on the Apocalypse Podcast Network. Go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com, sign up for our email list, get the latest episodes directly to your inbox, and that link is in our show notes. We also have a Discord, and you can join that server by clicking the link in our show notes as well. And the network has a Twitch channel. Make sure you follow it at Apocalypse Podcast Network on Twitch. We're working on shows that will air throughout the week. We're working on some game shows, some talk shows, some shows where you can call in. So it'll be a lot of fun. And if you enjoy the podcasts that are on the network, then you're definitely going to enjoy the Twitch channel. And yes, I launched a Patreon. I finally did it. I was hinting at it this whole time, but it is very inappropriate for me to hawk my Patreon in the midst of a democratic apocalypse. Whoa. On January 6th, the Capitol building was stormed by Trump protesters to stop the certification of Joe Biden as our next president. Trump had a rally beforehand. He riled them up and hoped for a coup, and I guess overestimated the abilities of his diehard fans. Look, I've been told all week that this is yet another historic event that we are witnessing in real time, and I hate to report that I feel nothing. Yes, I'm upset. Yes, I'm sad. I've been sad I was sad when I watched my favorite cities tear themselves apart over the summer. And I was sad when I watched people shoot up our nation's capital. It's sad. The thing is, I'm not shocked anymore. And that feels like the real danger to me, to be living with constant historical events that are just desensitizing me. And we already know that the police treated these protesters differently than the Black Lives Matter protesters. And the news is starting to identify the idiots that looted the Capitol, and they are getting arrested, but they're getting arrested nicely at their homes on their front porches, when really these people should be pulled off the streets by unmarked vehicles if we wanted to make it even. Some white people like to argue that racism isn't a thing and it's only fueled by the mainstream media, but this past week has yet again shown us another piece of evidence that racism is very real, and it's always been here. I am a little relieved to hear people like Mike Pence and Lindsey Graham talk some goddamn sense for once. The election is over. Donald Trump lost. Go home. And you know what? We know it's not over. Everyone can still feel something in the air, and it looks like 2021 might not be our year just yet. And anyway, this episode, I am happy to showcase another Black voice who has been creating this entire time while in lockdown, and you need to check out his show. AJ Dunk is the host of I Can't Make This Up. He's been hosting this live show for the past 5 years. He also has a podcast, and he puts it on The Lit Verse. And he actually began his comedy passions at the Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia. And that city, of course, has a special place in my heart. He is the producer and creator of this hilarious podcast where real people share real stories about their life. And I recorded this conversation right before the holiday, and I'm glad that I'm able to play it for you now this week. AJ is a really positive person, and his personal motto is laughter is always in style. And during this difficult week, I'm happy to be able to introduce you to AJ, and let's take some time to welcome a little positivity into our lives and get to know AJ Dunk. All caps. So how have you been doing during this whole crazy 2020?
I would say, like the first week after like quarantine was like official, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, wait, can I curse?
Oh yeah, everyone can curse here. Absolutely.
All right. Just checking. So like after the first week when it was like lockdown, everybody locked down, I was like, I still have to be creative and I still have to make my show.
Yeah.
So it went from live to Instagram live, and I just converted it to make it fit that platform. And I was doing it 4 days a week, different guests each day. And wow. I did it for about like maybe 2 months. And then I was like, all right, I have to edit these episodes. So I have to dial back a little bit from doing so many
four days a week. I have a hard time putting out one episode a week. That's a lot.
I feel you.
Podcasters everywhere have listened to that, and they're like, oh my God, all on Instagram Live. And Instagram Live is tough to do if you don't have a really good phone.
Yeah. There was times where I did episodes where the guest was walking around different places in their house just to try to get service. They were logging out, logging back in. They were like, I'm in the shower. They were commenting, and it was just like,
I think everybody tried an Instagram Live format, because I know Miley Cyrus did something like that for a few weeks. And then I think she was like, this is too much. I'm done. And I was like, I feel you. I wish I could just release an album and be okay, Miley Cyrus.
Right. And she's definitely got the ability to get people to help, and she's complaining about it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, leave podcasting to the podcasters then, Miley. Right. You still be you. We'll do our thing.
Exactly. Go be a wrecking ball somewhere else.
Yeah, it's great though that I have dealt with this stress the same way. You just hit the ground running. You just keep, got to work through it. We got to keep going, because as an independent artist, no one's going to give you opportunity but you, especially right now.
Right.
Did you feel like you had to start creating something just to, I mean, was it more out of necessity to stay on everyone's minds, or more of an emotional, I need to make stuff or I will go insane?
Well, I started the show 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was putting out an episode a week, and just the way that it's built up since then, because the last show that I had live was during the New York Comedy Festival. So I got my show into that and I put it on, and it was like a tight hour. Like I had it where it's just like people weren't even picking up their phones. They were just from the time you walk in to the time you leave, there's entertainment. And I was like, I'm not stopping this just because the world changed. I have to keep this going. Like I was doing this before, so I just adjusted.
Yeah, and your show is I Can't Make This Up, which is a great concept for a show and a podcast, because it's stories and stories, those stories that you tell people where they're like, no way, no way this happened. What gave you the idea to start something like this?
The way it stemmed was, I like meeting new people. And it's like you always have a first impression. And most of the time, you're going to judge, but that's normal. But it's like, make sure that you then get the backstory to back that up, because I might think something that could be completely off. And I was like, I like meeting people and everybody has a story. So let me get the background, let me get the meat, see what they're about, and then provide this story, this true story that's insane to share.
It's storytelling. People may not realize it, but it's like a great way to connect with people. It's a great way to start a relationship. And I mean, what are some of the, can you think off the top of your head, some of the craziest stories that you heard?
Yeah. So there was one where somebody said they went to go visit a friend in Atlanta, and they just had a baby. And they were like, all right, we're going to go out. And they pull up to the club in like a mom van. And it happened to be Magic City, which is like where all the strippers and everything are. And they pulled up there in the van and they paid $50 to get into the club. And they were like, all right, well, we'll be here for a little bit. Yeah. And they were here for a second. The next thing you know, Future and Drake come in and like they didn't let anybody leave. And they debuted like Mask Off, whatever song that they have together. They played it just to see how people would react to it. And then when I was done, they left. And then they were like, all right, well, I guess we got our money's worth. And then they left after that.
Yeah, that's definitely worth $50. The strippers, the being a test audience for Drake.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a story where it's just like, no way that happened.
Right. So when they tell the stories like that, then like I come back by asking questions to verify that it's real. I'm like, all right, so let's see if this matches up and that matches up.
That's so funny. So you kind of pry into their memory a little bit, because I'm sure people remember things. Do you find that anyone remembers things like more than they actually happened? Because sometimes your memory does make up stuff.
Yeah, sometimes. So I'm just like, okay. All right, just as long as it's in the ballpark and you're not like ridiculously lying. Like, all right, it was four. If they're saying like, yeah, I went to the party, it was 500 people, but there was 250, I still get it. It's still like, all right, it's a lot of people. I get what you're saying.
you got to pick. I mean, we live in a post-truth era. We have to really make sure people aren't lying. So you started doing Instagram Live, and then you're actually working with The Litverse on Twitch. I did catch a few of your episodes on that. So how did you start connecting with Will and doing The Litverse?
Well, Will and I, we have some history. We both studied and performed at UCB. And that's where I met him. And then it was just like, we've been doing different projects and different things. And then when he came up with this idea, he reached out to me and wanted to know if I wanted to be a part. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's do it. You know what I mean? I'm doing the same show. We're going to try it on another platform.
Yeah. So. I always tell people that I feel like Twitch is like cable access television, and you can do whatever you want with it. And that's where I, in college, I had a cable access TV show. I kind of had a cable access show and when I was in Philadelphia. So that's kind of where I started. So that's why Twitch is like so interesting to me. And it's a lot of, are you finding like that you're having a lot of fun doing the show live on Twitch? And it's on Facebook and YouTube too.
Well, they stream it on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook at the same time. Mm-hmm. So like my show has always been where I take crowd involvement. It's like, all right, If you have a comment, comment. And when I did it live in venues, once the people told the story, I was like, all right, if you have a question, raise your hand. And I was calling on people. I was like, what you want to know? What do you want to know? Because I'm not going to know all the questions.
Oh, wow. You open it up to anybody picking apart the story.
Oh, for sure. That's why I'm like, I make sure my guests know. I'm like, your story better be real. Because otherwise, I'm coming after you. The crowd is coming after you. Everybody's coming after you. And then like I know that I'm not going to let wild, wild questions be asked. Like if somebody says something really wild, I'm like, all right, we're not going with that next.
How do you feel looking down 2021? Are you feeling more optimistic about things?
I'm an optimistic person. Whatever it may be, I'm like, all right, where can I find the positive in this? So yeah, I was like, I don't even need to jump to 2021. I'm looking at tomorrow. Like, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a new day. I'm not going to wait to 21 for like a New Year's resolution. I'm looking for that. Like, all right, this is what I did today. How can I make tomorrow better?
And that's a great point. And I see a lot of people say, don't blame the year 2020 for things that have happened to you. And people like you and me, we're still working. We're still progressing towards our career goals. We're not letting this year stop us.
No.
At all.
Can't.
So we talk about the apocalypse on this show. Do you feel like we are in the midst of one or just getting over one? What's your take on it?
I would say like we're always in one. That's what I feel like.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to agree.
It's always some shit all the time.
You make t-shirts. You should put that on a t-shirt. It's always some shit.
I'm write that down. It's always some shit.
Yeah. In our Zoom conference, he has a t-shirt behind him saying laughter is always in style, which is very great. But yeah, it's always some shit would also make a really good shirt. I'd wear that shirt. But you're right. There's always something for, whether it be through the year or the generation, something to focus on and worry about.
Right.
What do you think is the main concern for us? Now we have a lot of issues.
I think our main concern, I would say, is our future, how we want the generations to come to live. Like, what is it like? What kind of lifestyle do you want for them? This year alone, we had a disease that everybody was affected. It doesn't matter what your background is, it doesn't matter if you have a disability, it doesn't matter if you are the GQ man of the year, it can affect you. So I think that since that happened, then the George Floyd incident was so much bigger because everybody was sitting at home and it's just like, this is what you have to see. And it's not something that's like just happened this year. It's been happening. So it's like, we have to decide how we want to move forward from the things that have just happened this year alone.
Yeah. And these are issues, like you said, that we've always been faced with. I mean, with the pandemic, it's just questioning our healthcare system and the structure of who has money and who's in poverty, who's able to take care of their health, what messages they receive about their health. And then with George Floyd, you know, 2016, the Black Lives Matter movement started. It didn't go away. It's always been something that's there. So I think 2020 has definitely put a magnifying glass. And it is. It's like we're looking at a decision of what are we going to do? That's what apocalypse is. An apocalypse is the end of one thing and the beginning of something else. I mean, we definitely need to look at those issues more and try to find some answers. And that's not easy. It's not just going to take electing someone other than Donald Trump. Nah, to do those things.
For sure. For sure. It's the little things that we have to do from now until 2024. It's like we have to stay on top, not just take part when it's a big election.
Yeah. And I hear a lot of people saying that. It makes me feel really good because some of us kind of checked out after Obama got his second term. And I was like, all right, we did it. We won. But no, we did not win. So are you more optimistic about this apocalypse or always the apocalypse?
Yeah, I gotta be. I feel like it's too easy to be pessimistic. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, all right, yeah, that's very easy to do. But to take something and to spin it, to be like, all right, we'll bet, let's do this. then that's, I feel like that's my challenge. And that's why I roll with being optimistic.
You have a really good work ethic. I take the lazy way out sometimes and I can slip into pessimism really easy. And you're right. It is easy. It is easy to wake up and be like, oh, fuck this. I'm in Groundhog Day every day.
Right.
And it's a lot harder to... It is. It's like a physical exercise to take those thoughts and change them into something positive. For a lot of people, that's very difficult. That's a very good point. So I have a fun question. So your show is basically people telling unbelievable stories. If you could go into a time machine and go back to like 2015 and tell yourself a story about 2020, like, I don't think 2015 me would believe the shit that happened in 2020. Like, how do you think that story would go?
I'm like, yo, my man, first of all, sit down in a comfortable seat. Make sure that you are listening. Do whatever it is you have to do to give me your attention. If you need to put some lo-fi on in the background, that's so you can stay focused on me. Go ahead, do what you need to do. But there's going to be some shit, all right? There's going to be a lot of shit. And I'm going to tell you right now, just make sure that you don't have a house. Make sure you have a home, because you're going to be at your home a lot. And make sure you fill it with things that are going to be useful for you to be productive. Because that shit is coming.
That's the number one advice is just like have a studio ready to go.
Make sure you can stay active inside.
Feel like if I went to 2015, I definitely would tell myself to sit down first and be comfortable. Because the shock of a Donald Trump president, Donald Trump president, be like, Donald Trump is the president.
Yeah.
I would probably burst into tears. Donald Trump is the president. Does get better though, but there's also an airborne disease.
Right.
Like, how do you, I'd be like, no.
And that's the thing. I wouldn't tell myself all the fine details because I know that then I would be asking a lot of questions.
Oh.
Because I'm just like, all right, well, just let me prepare. I'm like, all right, well, I'll just follow your advice on that. And then everything else that comes, I'll just take it.
See, this just goes into two people's different theories on time travel, which I always love talking about time travel. So it's very smart that you wouldn't give away big plot points because then it could change the timeline. Well, it could change the timeline.
Right.
Ugh, this is not a time travel podcast. But I don't think I would, I don't think I would believe, because in 2015, Donald Trump wasn't even running or anything. I'd be like, no fucking way. No fucking way. There's no way that a reality star is the president.
Right.
But it happened. We did that.
All I can do is laugh at that shit now. Like,
I'm so thankful that we can laugh about it now, because if it turned out the other way, we'd just be crying more.
I mean
Joe Biden isn't perfect, but Joe Biden is a little bit back to what 2015 felt like for me, I think. But it's very important to, speaking of time travel, to not, you know, wipe away years that are difficult. Is to learn from the difficult years.
Yes.
I mean, besides the lessons that we've learned in lockdown, are there any other lessons that you've learned over the past 4 years that will help you in the next 4 years, do you think?
I'm trying to think of something specifically that I've learned, because I've kind of been in my ways for the way that I act and treat people. I've been like this for a while now. And it's like, I always check up on people. It's like, hey, I'm just reaching out, not because I need something, just to see how you're doing. So like when this happened this year, it wasn't a shock to people that I was just reaching out, seeing how they were doing. But that's something that other people need to do moving forward. I feel like that's a big thing. Like I have a neighbor across the street that gives me the most energetic wave every time I see him. Like, it's like he has the answer. Call on me. And that's how he waves to me all the time. And it's just like little things like that just pick people up, So
you're absolutely right. Especially now, a lot of, and I've read a lot of articles about friendships that are deteriorating because people aren't reaching out as much as they should. And with technology, it just becomes so easy, you know, as connected as we are, it becomes so easy just to not answer a text message or not pick up the right. phone. I miss calling people. And if I were to try to call anyone under the age of like 20, they would probably think someone was dead or something like that. Or even like under the age of like 30, they'd be worried if I gave them a phone call. But right. I miss the days of just talking for hours. It's weird. Yeah. I feel more intimate hearing someone's voice and talking to them than over Zoom. Are you doing a lot of Zoom check-ins or call or phone calls or texts?
It depends on the person. Because yeah. I know that I can't.
You're so thoughtful. Oh my God. You cater to everyone's choice, their choice of communication. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I met a friend, and when I met him, I was like, hey, what's your best form of contact? Like, if I needed to reach you, he's like, call me. And I was like, all right, cool. So I know that if I text him, then he knows, and I know that the response, I can't expect a response soon. I don't have to expect a response because that's not what he said. So if I email him, whatever. But if I call him, then it's like all right, pick up. So I called him. There's other people that I text. There's certain people that I Snapchat. There's certain people that I use Instagram for. Certain people I email. Certain people I FaceTime. Certain people I call. So it's like, I was like, all right, what is your best way? I'll adapt. And do it.
Wow, that's so thoughtful. It just sounds like homework to me. No, but that's true. Some people I do talk to on Instagram and some, you know, I call. But you're giving a lot of really valuable tips on building relationships and friendships. It is work. I think it's very hard to make friends as an adult. Very hard.
You think so?
Yeah, for me, it definitely is. It's a lot harder than it was. Oh, I don't know. It was hard when I was in school, too. So maybe it's just hard.
I mean,
I'm taking notes, AJ.
I just try to be true. It's like, all right, I'm accept the person for who they are. But if they come off fake, then I don't really have that much time for it because I don't want to deal with that. But I could be a friend of somebody that supports something that I'm not necessarily a fan of, as long as they're true and they're respectful. If there is, that's the main things. Respect is number one, and then truth is number two. Because it's like we can have a conversation about it.
Yeah, and authenticity is very important with a lot of, because people don't know what's real and what's fake anymore with stuff on the internet. And you do, I did see on Instagram, you made a shirt, Be Your Authentic Self, involving the authentic self. What was the shirt?
You gotta be authentic.
Exactly. You gotta.
Yeah. Yeah. My cousin and I came up with rules. We were like rules to live by. So we made a list. And I made that shirt for his birthday for him.
See, you're so thoughtful. Oh my gosh, I love it. So do you have any, sometimes I do struggle with authenticity because, you know, we have these apps with face filters and we have to give like little sound bites of ourselves. What are some things that you do to try to like center yourself and like make sure and check in that you're being authentic?
I'm just like, does this shit feel like you? Like, no matter what people say, does this shit feel like you? Is this on brand for me? Because it's like, all right, am I trying to just do this because somebody else did it? Or is it like, this is the fad right now? Or it's like, okay, why am I really doing this? Is this me? Like, do you feel confident when you press send?
That's a really good thing to point out, because a lot of, I teach middle school students sometimes, and I find that they like to duplicate the plots to things that they watch, or they want to do things that a lot of YouTubers or influencers see, because, you know, they see that mimicking makes things go viral and that is successful to them. But being authentic and like creating stuff based on how you are, because there's only one you.
Correct.
So if you can make things that come directly from your soul and your authenticity, then hopefully that leads to success. That's what I tell myself every morning.
Right. And then also who's to say that you're not, there's not going to be clones of what you're doing? If you're authentic, yeah, people might be like, you know what? I like doing that. Like, that's why I tie my tie this way now, because I used to tie it short and somebody came up to me talking about, oh, you must know me, I used to do that. I've never heard of this person in my fucking life. And I'm just like, well, you know what? This will be the last day that I tie my tie like this, because I don't want to run in that again. So now, yeah, I was like, I'm going to tie it like I tie my shoe and keep it moving.
And it looks great. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so where can people actually find the show through podcast and streaming, both ways that we can find your show?
So the easiest way is to go to ajdunk.com. And then from there, I have links like to my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter. But I put up all my episodes under the entertainment tab. I can't make this up right there. There's over, 220 episodes, I think.
Wow.
You can find it there. But then it's also on iTunes. It's on Spotify, I think. It's on all the networks. Like, if you just type in ICMTU episode and a number 1 through 200 and let's say 25.
That's amazing.
One will pop up.
Congratulations. That's a lot of episodes. It's really hard to shovel out all of those episodes from one podcaster to another.
Oh yeah.
And there's only more to come.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And we will absolutely have all the links to these shows and episodes on joannavanthine.com. You can also find The Litverse on twitch.tv at The Litverse. I keep forgetting the, and Will's like, it has a the.
Right.
So there. The one, the only Litverse. Right. Do you have any other words of wisdom that you can leave us with? I mean, I love anything that you have on a shirt, really, will probably motivate anyone listening to this show.
I'd say be the best you could be, because nobody else can be you.
That's true. And that's how we'll survive this apocalypse.
Exactly. Because we don't know. We might need somebody to make us laugh. We might need somebody to fix the car. We might need somebody to go food shopping. We might need somebody to trim the trees. So, hey, be the best you that you could be, because you can be a factor some way, somehow.
Great. Thank you so much, AJ. We will definitely have you on again. Stay safe and stay positive. You're awesome.
You too as well.
So you've got a podcast, but you don't know how many listeners you actually have. And you have to sign into so many different accounts to see your download stats and try to make sense of it all. What do downloads mean anyway? Don't you wish there was an easier way? Well, now there is, with Blueberry Podcast Stats. You don't have to move your podcast hosting anywhere to get access to comprehensive podcast statistics. Media companies like ESPN, ABC, and even radio networks use Blueberry Stats to get the information they need to succeed. With Blueberry Stats, you get realistic download totals, daily email reports, and more than 25,000 independent podcasters rely on the raw voice and Blueberry podcast statistics to get the information they need. And now you can get your first month of professional podcast statistics for free when you use the code ApocalypsePodcast at checkout. Blueberry Stats can tell you how long people have listened to your episodes, how your listeners are listening to your podcast, country demographics, traffic sources, and so much more. Having these stats helps me with my podcast in so many ways. Having these listener demographics helps me to find sponsors for my show. Knowing where my listeners are coming from on the internet helps me focus my attention on digital marketing tactics that actually get me new listeners. Thanks to these stats, I know my listeners aren't coming from Facebook or Twitter, so I know I don't have to bend over backwards for those platforms. So let's find out if people are really listening to your podcast. Go to blueberry.com, that's BLUBRRY.com, and use the code ApocalypsePodcast, ApocalypsePodcast, at checkout to get your first month of podcast stats absolutely free. Skillshare wants to inspire and encourage creative exploration. That's why Skillshare has built itself into a thriving online learning community with thousands of classes for creative and curious people. Class topics explore illustration, design, photography, and so much more. On Skillshare, millions of members come together to find inspiration and take the next step in their creative journey. And right now, you can get 14 days of Skillshare Premium absolutely free when you go to skillshare.eqcm.net/apocalypsepodcast. Skillshare empowers its members to get inspired by learning new skills and making discoveries. Discover something new at Skillshare by going to skillshare.eqcm.net/apocalypsepodcast. Get access to Skillshare Premium for free for 14 days. Skillshare, discover something new. Thank you, AJ, for being real with us. I hope we can experience your show live soon and keep being amazing in 2021. Learn more about AJ Dunk at ajdunk.com. Follow him on Twitter at AJ Dunk and at ICMTU. You can also follow AJ on Instagram at AJ Dunk or ICMTU. That's I Can't Make This Up. And before I go, let me talk to you about my Patreon. Yes, I have been planning this since the reboot in 2020. Every 2020 episode actually has a commercial-free counterpart with longer interviews that you didn't hear last year. For example, the Big Willie Gets Silly, the first episode from last year, Will talks about how he accidentally walked into a satanic exhibit once, and that was not in the commercial episode. So if you want to hear a little bit more from that interview, become a patron and you can get access to all of that content. That's over 40 commercial-free episodes for only $5 a month. Plus, you'll hear bonus episodes from other shows I'm working on. And Patreon members get early access to every new episode that comes out in 2021. New episodes will be released to Patreon subscribers on the weekends. And then on Monday, I will be releasing new episodes on all the other free distribution platforms. Supporting me on Patreon helps me get one step closer to my career goals, and you're helping to make this show possible every week. So thank you to Louis G and Sarah for becoming patrons right out the gate. Your contribution means a lot to me, and I'll never forget your support. You can find me at joannavanthine.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at JOPincushion. Follow the podcast on Twitter at ApocNowPodcast. And make sure you follow the network on Twitch at Apocalypse Podcast Network. I also created a Spotify playlist of music that is inspired by this podcast, and you will find that in the show notes. And tell me, what was going through the minds of the Trump supporters that stormed Capitol Hill? Let me know. Give me a call at 920-474-6763. You can also send me an email at apocalypsenowpodcast@gmail.com. I will share your message on the show. And if you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. And go to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. Get your next favorite show at apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. Sign up for our newsletter. That link is in the show notes, along with the link to our Discord server. And thank you so much, Johnny Grind, for writing all of the themes that you heard throughout the show. And you can listen to more of his music at thebeautyofgrind.bandcamp.com. And in 2021, go to mesamortawebseries.com. We'll see where the story goes. I have a lot of plans for this concept. And if you join me on Patreon, you will learn more about it. And I will be here next week on Apocalypse Now.
Hey, kids. It's the Honey Leave It Show. We just want to say thank you. We just passed the 3,000 download mark, which is a big deal for a new podcast. And so we're just really, really grateful. If you've never heard of the Honey Leave It Show, it's a comedy podcast about sex. So if you like laughing and you like sex, you should come and listen to the show. If you don't like to laugh and you don't like to have sex, please don't bother. You won't enjoy it at all. The Honey Leave It Show has new episodes every Friday on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple, of course. Looking forward to seeing y'all there. Bye.
Hot Goss with Trash Comedy is the podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip.
We're a New York-based comedy team, and we're joined each week with a funny, delightful friend.
After each person shares their facts, we rate those facts from, oh my god, that's not hot, that's as cold as the coldest ice you've ever seen, to, oh my god, that's so spicy, my mouth is gone.
So if that made sense to you, then please join us on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.